Rav Chalap on the pasuk Vayikach Sefer Abrit at the end of the parasha. It says Moshe took the book of the covenant. Vayikach Bo Ozni Ha'am. He reads it to the people. Vayomeru, and the nation say the famous line. Kol Asher Diber Hashem Na'aseh V'Nishma. This is where it says Na'aseh V'Nishma at the end of our parasha. The Medrash says Rabbi Meir Omer. Afle lo yom echad haya ela hayu omdim besinai v'amu befim v'libam mechuvan la'avodah zara sheneemar v'ayfatu befim. Rabbi Meir says there wasn't a day in Jewish history that we were faithful to God. They were standing at Sinai saying Na'aseh V'Nishma, and in their hearts they were thinking about the pagan gods. Oy vey. Right? That's the Medrash. So Rav Chalap says it doesn't mean that they were standing there at Sinai and their thoughts were, let me run after my pagan god, and that's where they were. What he's saying is, don't think we reached perfection. You read that pasuk and you feel like, wow, the Jewish people were amazing. They were able to say, I'll do whatever God says. Am I ever on that level where I can say, whatever you say, Hashem, I'm ready to do it? Or will I always have this area of doubt? Says Rabbi Meir, they also had the area of doubt. Don't think that they were standing there in this perfect form, prepared to say, Na'aseh V'Nishma, whatever you say, God, fire, water, if I like it, I don't like it, I'm ready to do it. No, they still had Yetzer Hara. Their hearts were still in that confused state that this world puts us in.
And when we see,
right, right, right. So they were able to reach a point where they could honestly say, Na'aseh V'Nishma. We intend to do, we intend to obey. But you also have to know that somewhere in their hearts as well, they were thinking, really? They were saying, yeah. And it wasn't 100% yeah.
That's like a little challenge.
But that's amazing. That's amazing. Their point is they were able to overcome that. They were able to say it. They were able to say it and mean it. But it's not 100%. It's a high enough percent that they could say it and be honest. But it's not 100%. So the pasuk is teaching us how man is formed. This is what we are. Even on our highest level, we're still going to have that weakness. We're still going to have areas of doubt. And we are formed of mud. We do have a certain human nature. And you could be standing there at Ne'ilah saying, Ribbono Shel, I want to be better, I want to do what's right. And at the moment that you're theoretically at the highest level, Am Yisrael is at Sinai, their hearts are still drawn to the opposite extreme. Maybe I'm going to go worship an eagle tomorrow. And you tell yourself, I don't want to think about that. And that's greatness. The ability to say, I'm not thinking about that. I'm focused on the good. That's, oh wow, okay. It was worth waking up this morning just to read that piece of Rav Chalap.
Did Rabbi Akiva sort of show that all his life? He says, Shema Yisrael. Yeah. And at the end, he says, wow, I'm glad I made it. It means that he knew there was a chance he wouldn't.
I feel troubled about the first.